Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Enter His presence with singing. Enter at the throne of God, lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready, Jesus is coming, and very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please know, the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This program is spiritual, therefore it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit for you is this program. Please pray and ask the Lord if He would have you support this program, and then respond as the Lord directs you. That's the best way, and it always works that way. Now for our last days and times quick Bible study, King James Version from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Watchman comment. We all know the most popular meaning of adulterer, but did you know this definition, which is one who is faithless towards God, one who is ungodly? Likewise, we all know the most popular meaning of adulteress, but here is a definition you may not know, which is to be faithless towards God, to be unclean, to be apostate. The word enmity denotes a strong, settled feeling of hatred, whether concealed, displayed, or latent. Hostility usually suggests enmity expressed in act of oppression, attacks, etc. A type of animosity that suggests bitterness of feeling that tends to break out in open hostility. An antagonism that expresses mutual hostility or enmity of persons, forces, etc. My. Now, can you relate James chapter 4, verse 4 to today's end time, ungodly, Christian-hating, worldly inhabitants of planet Earth that are ready to bite and devour anyone who lives godly? James chapter 4, verse 4 says, whoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So now you know what the enemies of Yahweh and His children do not know, because their hearts have been turned to stone. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12, yea, and they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in His Spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Enough said. I hope that isn't you. Get right and get ready. Amen and amen. Let's soften our hearts on this program so we may enter heaven as the last day draws near. That day, meaning the last day, is the day Christ's return. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken the true truth from the word of Almighty Yahweh. Amen and amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And He said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes distress of nations. For the things that have not been shaken yet will be shaken now, saith God. The economies of the world shall falter. Food will become very short in supply and very expensive, saith God.
Be not a friend of the world, but be a friend with me, saith the Lord. Be on my side and walk away from the world. For you are a peculiar people, set aside for a greater purpose. Be those people, saith the Lord.
My, oh my, those were really powerful prophetic words. Now a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. Because on this program, as I always say, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Numbers chapter 11, verse 26. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, the name of the other was Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them. And they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. Watchman comment. The Hebrew meaning of Eldad's name is God has loved, and he was one of the two elders who prophesied in the Israelite camp. And the Hebrew meaning of Medad was simply just love. Medad was one of the 70 elders to whom was communicated the prophetic power of Moses and who prophesied in the camp of the Israelites in the wilderness. Both Eldad and Medad could have entered the tabernacle, but instead they remained outside in the camp where they mingled with Yahweh's people who had not entered the tabernacle, doing what they were called by Yahweh to do as they prophesied throughout the camp of the Hebrew people, bringing amazement, I am sure, to all who heard them. Amen. Is not our God awesome and powerful? Why, of course he is. Almighty Yahweh is always awesome and powerful. There is none other like him. There is none other who can do battle with him. Hallelujah. Amen. So get right and get ready. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. Amen. Bobby from Virginia and Juanita, also from Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. However, though they gave what they could, more was needed to cover tonight's programming costs. But there were no more sponsors on my list. Therefore, there was a shortage, causing a program support shortage for the second time this month. If this continues, I will have to cancel a program, possibly in June, but definitely in July. I'm not complaining, folks. Don't get me wrong. That's not why I'm saying this. I am just letting you know because I always get responses after I cancel a program. But by then, it is too late to get that program back, even if I have the money, because someone else already has the time slot. So, Father, I just ask you to bless Bobby and Juanita, Lord, who have labored for years to keep their support coming in every week. And I thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Father, I know that they have needs, Lord, and just bless them in those needs. May those needs for Bobby and Juanita be met, Lord. Hallelujah. May they have good jobs and a fine, reasonable place to live, Lord. You can do it, Father, because you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. So I leave it in your most capable hands. And also tonight, Lord, bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. At this time, there are no WOW Spiritual Walk on Water sponsors on my list. That means tonight's program costs were not completely covered. So please pray and ask the Lord if you should send something to help. And be ye blessed when you do. Amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio International Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Big Brother streetlights capable of recording conversations, talking to people coming to a city near you. Talking surveillance cameras that bark orders at passersby can also record conversations are heading for the United States of America streets, with manufacturer Illuminating Concepts announcing the progress of its IntelliStreet system. The streetlights also have loudspeakers that can give audible warnings to individuals, mimicking the talking surveillance cameras in the UK that shout out orders through microphones, telling people to pick up litter or leave the area. The sensors detect a variety of threats that enable a rapid response from emergency personnel or help prevent crime and gain control of the streets. My. Watchman comment. Do you believe my warnings on this program now? This is a Big Brother 666 surveillance event. Not only can the streetlights now being rolled out in Detroit, Chicago, Pittsburgh, with Department of Energy backing, act as surveillance cameras, Minority Report-styled advertising hubs and Homeland Security alert systems say they are also capable of recording your conversations when you're near enough to them. Continuing. Feds clearing the way for drones over your house. The federal government is moving quickly to open the skies over America to drones, both for commercial and government purposes. And one respected news commentator, Charles Krauthammer, is forecasting rifles aimed at the sky all across America. I would rather predict, he said. I'm not encouraging. But I predict the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country, Krauthammer said. The conversation arose as the federal government announced it is beginning to allow public safety agencies to fly unmanned aircraft, drones like they use in Iraq and Afghanistan, with fewer and fewer restrictions in the skies of America. Watchman comment, I am not encouraging such actions either. I am just reporting the news as I always do. But also Judge Napolitano publicly said the same thing. Is America about to come under civil war again? Oh my, that would not be good. Change at the 2012 polls would be a better way, amen. Don't forget to vote, don't you know? Although it may not do any good, I think the elections are rigged, but I'm going to go down there and vote against the abomination anyway, even if I have to vote for Romney, who is a Mormon. Continuing. Gadgets that will work under your skin, but are you ready? Left your phone at home again? A solution is at hand. Make sure it is with you at all times by having that phone implanted in your arm. But given the opportunity, would you want your gadget to be a permanent part of you? The question may need answering sooner than you think. Researchers at Autodesk, a software company in Toronto, Canada, checked to see whether the methods we currently use to interface with our gadgets work when the device is implanted in human tissue. The answer was a resounding yes, it does work. A button, an LED, and a touch sensor all functioned appropriately when embedded under the skin of a cadaver's arm. That's a dead person's arm. They used a dead body as a test. The team was even able to communicate transcutaneously using a Bluetooth connection and charge the electronics wirelessly. Watchman comment. Another 666 end time shocker. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast, his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. 666, don't you know? Continuing. A document has emerged revealing that Japan is contemplating a mass evacuation of the Tokyo area. 40 million residents may need to flee their native megacity due to Fukushima radiation. This would be the largest evacuation in human history, in the very likely event that the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility's reactor 4 completely collapses. Japanese authorities have indicated that as many as 40 million Japanese people are in extreme danger of radiation poisoning, and many eastern cities, including Tokyo, may have to be evacuated in the next few weeks or months to avoid extreme radiation poisoning. Watchmen, do you believe my warnings on this program now? You hear the true truth on this program, don't you know? Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The California legislature, always looking for yet more ways to destroy health and obliterate freedom, has just passed a bill titled AB 2109, a dangerous new law that forces more vaccines on more children, even as parents try to resist. According to reports, the California State Assembly recently voted 44-19 to pass AB 2109, will require that all parents who choose to opt their children out of vaccines for personal reasons obtained a signed waiver from a doctor or health care practitioner, stating that they participated in an indoctrination session, oh boy, about the supposed health risk of not vaccinating. Watchman comment. My. Well, what about the health risks of taking that vaccination and getting the disease that the vaccination is for? Or even worse, some of the chemical problems that you'll get from the chemicals that are in those vaccines. Another 666 end times in your face law that strips the right of personal choice from no longer free Americans. Do you believe my warnings on this program now? I hope you do, don't you know? It's getting time now that you must make a choice between them or God, or Almighty Yahweh, or Yeshua, however you say it, the one true I Am. That's the name the God of the Bible used for himself, the I Am. You hear that on this program. Continuing, common ingredient in soft drinks causes damage to brain function. The use of high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, has long been associated with fatty liver disease, diabetes, and increases in obesity. But a new study has investigated its effects on the brain. HFCS, or high fructose corn syrup, is an inexpensive ingredient added to fast food and fizzy frizzy drinks and is 6 times sweeter than sugar, obtained from sugar cane, and this study also shows it is equally detrimental to your mind as well. Why is it that an ingredient that is known to have so many harmful effects can still be used in high quantities in some of the most popular drinks and foods? Why, it is because it's cheap to produce and makes more profit for the corporations that use it, because you get addicted to the high sugar content. Many consumers are, as a result, ending up grossly obese and too mentally impaired to know why their health is suffering. My, oh my. Can I say I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Continuing. Study would end ban on gay men donating blood. Oh no, this is not good. Continuing. The federal government has one study in a planning stage and 3 studies underway that could eventually provide evidence to end the ban on blood donations from all gay men, a federal official has said. Watchman comment. This is outrageous and an in-your-face lie. AIDS is rampant in the homosex community, and it is a proven fact AIDS is transmitted to others through body fluids of which blood is included. My, oh my. Continuing the report. Currently, men who have had sex with men, even once since 1977, are indefinitely deferred from donating blood because of high prevalence of HIV/AIDS and hepatitis B in such populations. The ban does not cover lesbians. Watchman comment, wow, oh boy. Now, I did not know that until this report. Lesbians can give blood? My, oh my. Are they trying to kill people off with these perverted laws? Sure looks like it to me. Continuing. It is impossible. Never been done before. So let's just do it. The Russian military, estimated 30 to 100,000 troops, have been invited to Colorado, God knows where else, for military exercises right here in America. Troop movements have been building in city after city, and the 450 million hollow point bullets purchased by our government is a concern. You ever wonder why? Could this be it? In some recent news source articles that a DHS informant stated, the government fears a civil war or uprising and is preparing for it. My, oh my. Continuing. Alleged armed officers shut down Massachusetts ice cream stand indefinitely. If you're the owner of an ice cream stand in Massachusetts and you make building improvements without asking your state for permission, you may find yourself on the receiving end of a prohibition-style shutdown. An ice cream stand in Great Brooks Farm State Park, Massachusetts, was shut down by state officials after it was discovered that the owner had made building improvements without the appropriate permits. Armed environmental police officers, that's right, I said armed environmental police officers, showed up at the stand and stood guard throughout the weekend, turning away customers. The lame duck excuse? They are protecting the public until the state is positive the improvements are 100% safe. They said we have to make sure people eating ice cream there are safe, said Edward Lambert, commissioner of the Department of Conservation and Recreation.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study, and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both, as the program finishes. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering. This program is listener-supported. It is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. As I said, a program cancellation is going to happen unless more support comes in. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for when you give to Science Radio, this is what you do, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Until I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week, and I pray I do. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. Make sure you get the zip code right, it'll get it there. 13797. Repeating that zip, 13797. I'll repeat the whole address in just a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how you and I, my friends, live free in an unfree world. And today's world is about as unfree as it gets. But guess what? It's going to get more unfree as time goes on, before the rapture, which, by the way, is not at the beginning of the tribulation. The Bible does not teach that. They have to twist the word of God to make that sound like it's true, and it's not. The true truth is, it's not. You're going to go through the tribulation, but you will not go through the great tribulation. Now, for our ending, True Truth, quick Bible study, although we've been doing it there just a little bit, from the King James Version. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. I sure love that verse. But where is faith when it's needed? There are some things in your life that takes a lot of prayer and a lot of faith to overcome, don't you know? But why is it so hard sometimes for you to stand in faith for those things? Much of what many as believers describe as faith, maybe even you, has nothing to do with true truth biblical faith. Your faith must not be based on emotion or want or your needs, and certainly not on the latest exciting conference or revival. But it must be centered on Almighty Yahweh's word, on Yeshua, on Jesus, his death and resurrection, his salvation. The living word is the eternal, everlasting love of God, which has been poured out upon your life and upon mine. Will you receive it and hold on to it and not let your faith slip? Yes, my friends, what I said is the true truth. So read, hear, apply, and live Yahweh's word continually, and you will grow strong in your faith. You will be a true truth faith warrior when you put God first. Always, always, always put God first. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all or call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
When Jesus says, come up here, when Jesus says it's time for you to come home, are you going to be ready? Folks out there in radio land, are you ready? Because the time is getting short. The day is coming when Jesus Christ is going to come back for his people. But the day is also coming, and we know not when this day is either, that he's going to call you home. He's going to call you out into eternity. Are you going to be ready to go when he calls you?
Thank you, Pastor Moore. And my friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you heard what Pastor Moore had to say, You will not fear the end times that we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready because you're saved. As I always say, get right and get ready, which means get saved. Amen and amen. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern, again this coming Wednesday night. Repeating, that's 9350, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. Eastern, whichever time zone you live in. If you live in another time zone, calculate your time zone. 7 p.m. Eastern. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure you go to signsradio.com, all one word. That's www.signsradio.com. www.signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow not too far down on the page, and click the News with the Views link, and send me an email from either website. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friend. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you please pray about supporting Signs Radio? Here is the address, more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY, 13797.
Brother Johnson, this is Homer Knight from Peru, Indiana. Just want to let you know, I listen to your program tonight, 9 o'clock to 9:30 on WWCR 4840, and they come in real good. I also listen Saturday morning on WWCR. I believe that number is 7.490, if I'm correct, and it comes in pretty fair also. Please hang in there and keep your good news on the air. I know it don't sound good, but it's honest news. It's news that American people need to hear.
You're right there, brother. They need to hear this news. And what's happening today in America is not good news. You're right again. But you know what? We do have the good news. And all we have to do is know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Amen? And that's the true truth. Continuing.
Thank you so much there, Brother Johnson. And when I get around to it, I'm going to send you a little money. Sorry, my money's been short, but I'm going to chip in a little bit and mail you some here shortly. God bless you.
God bless you, my dear brother, and don't be sorry. I know in these days that we live in today, money is getting terribly short. It is on this end also. And if I have to cancel a program, please don't worry about it. It just has to happen, that's all, or God would provide the funds. It might be the Saturday morning program if funds that are coming in continue to be short. God bless you, and thank you for the offering and the call-in. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. I only have one line. It's all I can afford. So please, just keep hitting your redial. If it is busy until you get through, I'd sure appreciate it. Thanks, my friends. Get ready. Here comes that 24/7 virtual recorder number. I don't answer that. This is a recorder. Slow enough for you to dial, as I say it. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating more quickly, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now in today's crazy mix-up world. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.